Shalom, today's daf yomi is Tanis daf Yudal, Tanis 14. We learned in our Mishnah that once all these series of fasts have passed and still it has not rained, then mimata mimasa mimata ubinyan ubinatia. Then since this stage of the fasting of the drought has passed, we diminish our business dealings, and we also diminish the number of buildings and houses or other buildings, and the planting of trees. So the Gemara now brings a braisa that discusses what type of building and planting are diminished during this second stage, or during this next stage. So says the braisa, Tana bebinyan, when it says we're supposed to diminish buildings, bebinyan shel simcha, those are buildings of joy that are not essential, but the buildings that we are required to make, those are permitted. And when it says netia, when it says that the plantings are diminished, those are also netia shel simcha. These are the plantings of joy. But the plantings that we are required to have, those are permitted. Ezu binyan shel simcha. What are the plantings of joy? Zabona beis chasnus lefno. This is somebody who would build a beis chasnus, a chuppah for his son. The way they used to do it is when a person married off his a wife to his son, then what he would do is he would build for him a house, and he would make the chuppah in it, and then they would just live there. And ezu netia shel simcha. What is a planting of joy? So or it says zenotea ab veronaki shamlochem. That is a person who plants a tree for his son who is born, and when a son is born, and that's like the practice of the kings. The practice of the kings was that when a child was born, they would plant a tree in his name, and then on the day that they anointed him as the king, then they would build him a throne from this tree. And so therefore, every tree that was planted for this child was called a Varnaki Shamuachim. So that's whenever you would plant something for a child, that would have that nickname. That's how Rashi explains it. The Rashi gives another explanation that this refers to a large tree that they would plant in order to protect the ground. And the practice of the kings was that they would plant such a large tree, not to protect the ground, but so that the king could sit in its shade, like we find a reference to this in the Gemara in Erevin Chaf Hayamabez, that the Rosh Hagoa, the person who was the head of the Reish Kahuta, had a avarnaki in his orchard, that one who was the head of the Jewish community in Babylon. And so therefore it's always called an avarnaki shel melachim. The types of buildings that are not needed, this is a building that has no purpose for it, and so it's not like necessary, and it was just made for beauty and for joy, and so therefore it was called a binyan shel simcha, and you're supposed to diminish it during these days. So now the Gemara goes on to the next topic that we learned in the Mishnah, that if you passed all this series of 13 fasts and you still didn't have any answer from Shamayim and the rain didn't come down, we diminish in business and in building and in marriages, ubish e'la shalom, and also in greetings, in the greetings that we give from one person to another. And we walk around as though we were bnei adam hanizufin l'makom, the person who is, we walk around as though we've been rejected by God. So says the Gemara, so what would the Torah scholars do during these days? Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, once these 13 fasts have passed and we have not received the rain, chaveira, meaning the Torah scholars, what would they do? Ein sheilas shalom b'nein. They would not greet each other. That they would diminish themselves. And nevertheless, amei aretz shalom. If there's an amei aretz, a person who is not part of the chaverim, who is not part of this group of Torah scholars, who would greet the Torah scholars, then machzir lam b'safar rafo v'kovid rosh. You're allowed to return the greeting, but you would do it in a muted manner, because if you don't respond, then it could cause, God forbid, enmity. So you're allowed to respond, but you have to do it in a muted manner. The Braisa then continues and says, Vehein mismatin v'yoshvin ka'avilim uchaminudin kivnei adam anezufu la'amakom, that these Torah scholars during this period, they wrap themselves in their talis and they sit in mourning, like a mourner or somebody who is exiled, or like somebody who was rejected before God, and they should act this way. They act this way until some such time as God has mercy from heaven and the rain falls. So we see in many places, or several places in Shas, that when it's a time of distress, people should fall on their faces and cry out to God for mercy. So the Gemara clarifies, when is it permitted for a person to pray specifically for the communal needs and to fall on their face and to wear these sackcloths? So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Ein Adam Chashav Rishai Lipol Panav, a person who's a distinguished person is not going to be permitted to fall on his face in the for the communal distress. Unless he will be answered like Joshua. Joshua fell on his face after the Bnei Yisrael were defeated in the battle of Ai. As it states, "Vayomer Hashem al Yoshua, kum lachama zatanofo al panecha," because your prayers have been answered. And so therefore, a person wouldn't be able to do this unless they're on the level of Joshua. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Adam Chashav Rashai Lachkor Sak. A person can't wear a sackcloth, a distinguished person. Elam Kein Yehoram Ben Achav, unless he's like Yehoram in the second book of Kings, who wore a sackcloth because of the famine that was in the city of Shomron. As it states, Vayikashmua Melech Hasdevrei Ha'isha Vayikras Bigdei Bigodav Vuvera Achoma Vayaram Vinei Asak Al Besaro. So you see, you have to be of a distinguished level. Even though the King Yehoram was wicked, still you have to be a distinguished person in order to publicly go out and call out for the communal needs.